News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Violence has continued overnight in Belfast, and Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist in Belfast, joins us now. Amanda, scenes we had hoped we had left behind in Northern Ireland last night. Riots, water cannons. Just bring us up to date with what actually happened.
Yes, so I was about to say, I'm glad to hear that there's some positive news on your side of the border, because it's pretty grim up here at the moment. What we saw yesterday evening was police coming under attack again in a further night of violence, with petrol bombs, fireworks and stones being thrown. The water cannon was deployed for the first time in about 6 years to deal with rioting in an interface area of the city. So it's a pretty grim picture at the moment, and we know now that the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister and also the US administration are urging calm. So it's a pretty toxic melting pot up here at the moment.
Yeah, atmosphere is still tense on the ground.
It is, unfortunately. You know, it seems as if this has now taken on a life of its own, that it's moved from being, you know, a range of grievances within the loyalist community that have been playing out on the streets into this sort of interface sectarian element to matters. And now we're seeing police come under attack from all sides.
OK, look, we will no doubt hear more about the North over the course of the day. But thank you for that update. That is Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist in Belfast. Shane, frightening scenes, scenes that we haven't seen in a number of years, and also deeply unedifying scenes of grown adults encouraging children as young as 13.
Disgusting scenes.
To hurl missiles and to take part in sectarian violence. It would cause you to lose a certain degree of hope.
It is very, very depressing. What it also says to me, and look, there are loads and loads of reasons why this violence is happening. We're going to be talking to Mary Lou McDonald after 8 o'clock. But one thing that really has, it's drummed home to me. And look, I would regard myself as a nationalist, a constitutional nationalist. I would like the idea that one day we would have a united Ireland. But this, to me, screams one thing. We are nowhere, unfortunately, we are nowhere near that point. And I think we need to be really, really careful about pushing for an imminent border poll, because Northern Ireland is absolutely not ready for that. If, and I know there's loads of reasons for all this, but if people are getting as exercised about the export of cattle, for example, and the import of cattle, how can we possibly broach a whole load of issues like flags, national anthems, the border eliminating? We are, unfortunately, we are a long way from that. And there is a huge job of work to be done to bring the unionist community with us before we can even think about a border poll.
I think you are exactly right. I think peace is fragile. I think violence can be sparked and become then endemic in societies, because we've seen that in the North. And I think sectarianism, frankly, is a rot. I also think there's been missteps. I think Brexit has put huge pressure on the fragile peace in Northern Ireland. I think the EU, you know, threatening to trigger Article 16 and things like that, they were missteps that actually have destabilise Northern Ireland. And I also think that what it says to me is both the EU and Westminster look at the Northern Ireland differently, the situation differently to us. They see it as a territorial issue. We see it as an extension of home. We want peace for it. But I agree with you that they aren't ready for Dublin to be sort of paternalistic and want
now, people
peace
may
for it.
Disagree. There might be listeners today who think we should have a border poll straight away. But we want to hear from
them
this morning here. Yeah. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Is talk of a border poll and the United Ireland premature given what we've seen? 53106 at 30 cent, or tweet us at NT Breakfast.